With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Entrepreneur Elon Musk says his computer brain interface company has done a human implant. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a post on the platform X, a patient received an implant on Sunday and is recovering well. Musk, who owns the interface company Neuralink, didn't provide details. The implant is about the size of a large coin and is designed to be implanted in the skull with ultra-thin wires going directly into the brain. Pennsylvania State University brain researcher Laura Cabrera says the procedure could benefit certain patients.
This first trial is more focused on helping those with quadriplegic or people with ALS.
Neuralink is one of many groups working on linking the nervous system to computers. There are more than 40 brain-computer interface trials underway. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrats in the Senate are calling on the DEA to deschedule marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act altogether. Bob Agnew reports.
11 Democrats signed their names to a letter sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland and the head of the DEA, Ann Milgram. They write, quote, "Marijuana's placement in the Controlled Substances Act has had a devastating impact on our communities and is increasingly out of step with state law and public opinion." The senators note that nearly half the states have legalized recreational marijuana use since the last time its scheduling was considered back in 2016. Bob Agnew reporting.
A person with knowledge of the deal says Carlyle Group co-founder David Rubenstein has reached an agreement to buy the Baltimore Orioles for $1.725 billion. Rubenstein is a Baltimore native. He will take over as the team's controlling owner from the Angelos family, who have owned the franchise since 1993. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 133 points. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime produces a controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports at least 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming at least 2,200 victims. The commission also says that the actual number of perpetrators is probably much larger. Church officials first ordered the study in 2020 and financed it with 3.6 million euros. This is SRN News. Stocks hold on near record highs, Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks drifted through a quiet day and held near their record heights following a mixed set of profit reports. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow rose 133 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.8%. UPS slumped after forecasting weaker revenue for the year than analysts had expected. General Motors rose sharply after its profit beat forecasts. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market following reports that showed the economy remained stronger than expected. American employers posted 9 million job openings last month. That's an increase from November and another sign that the job market remains resilient. Seth Sutel, New York.
Former U.S. Senator Jean Carnahan, who became the first female senator to represent Missouri, has died at the age of 90. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.